One of the great, there's like names like Deke Slayton that will be in like Apollo 13. They'll be in this miniseries because these were real people. Mm-hmm. And the guy who played the boss on Justified, you know, who was the U.S. Marshal that was Timothy Oliphant's boss.
Yes.
He played Deke Slayton in that miniseries. Nice. He's great in it. So I would say you start there. You got kind of a holy trinity of you've got, the right stuff. You got From the Earth to the Moon. And I think you probably put Apollo 13 in there. Those are your space movies.
Okay.
Now, the other ones, to me, are more science fiction.
Sure.
Interstellar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
You like more of the true space deal as opposed to...
This is actual history.
Right.
This happened.
Right. Okay.
They sent people into space with less technology than you have in your microwave oven. I mean, men volunteered for that.
Right. Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Got to take a break for the news. We're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Coming up, the Education Spotlight. And we'll talk to some more guests from St. Mary's as well. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
It's now 11 deaths blamed on Michael. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 5 just reported out of Virginia, 4 killed in flooding, and a firefighter died when a truck hit him while he was responding to a crash. Michael, as a tropical storm, also flooded areas of North Carolina after the hurricane pounded the Florida panhandle.
And I thought that trees were going by, and I realized it was our house. It had been broken off the foundation and was floating around.
She's in Mexico Beach, which has the worst damage. Some homes are gone. All you can see is the slab where they were. More than 1.2 million homes and businesses without power, Florida up to Virginia. Will the American pastor detained in Turkey the past 2 years be set free today? Andrew Brunson's back in court. And a prosecutor just recommended he be released from house arrest pending the outcome of his trial on terror and spying, a case that has strained relations with the U.S. There's a new report of proof that a missing journalist in Turkey was murdered. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Washington Post, the paper Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi writes for, reporting that American officials say they've been told by the Turkish government that there is audio and video evidence to back up the claim Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Yasin Aktay, an advisor to the Turkish president, calling for answers.
We need some explanation about how a very free man entered the consulate and he didn't leave.
Khashoggi hasn't been seen since attending the consulate for a routine appointment 10 days ago. Dave?
Simon, First Lady Melania Trump says she and the president are fine. She loves him.
The media like to speculate about our marriage.
As for allegations he cheated on her, the First Lady told ABC.
It is not concern and focus of mine.
Stocks may rebound from 2 straight big sell-offs. Dow futures up more than 200 points before the opening bell. This is Fox News.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number 1 by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
He's talked to Congress before, but now the man who runs Fusion GPS, the firm paid by Democrats to come up with that controversial anti-Trump dossier during the 2016 campaign, doesn't want to talk anymore.
Glenn Simpson was supposed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next week, but his lawyer says he'll invoke his right to remain silent and avoid a closed-door deposition. Simpson's firm, Fusion GPS, hired ex-British spy Christopher Steele to compile the dossier, which was used as a basis for a FISA warrant to spy on former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. In a letter to committee chairman Bob Goodlatte, Simpson's attorney Joshua Levy accused Republicans on the panel of trying to discredit and otherwise damage witnesses to Russia. Russia's interference in the 2016 election. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A death on a movie set in Pennsylvania. A crew member working on the new film about Mr. Rogers starring Tom Hanks fell two stories last night off a balcony. James Emswiller, who's from Pittsburgh and was working on the sound production, later died at a hospital. In Florida, a teenager is going to be treated like an adult in court, put on trial for murdering a police dog.
The Florida Times Union reports the state attorney general's office upgraded charges against the 17-year-old for killing a canine named Fang in Jacksonville. Police say the teenage suspect got into a car at a gas station and held the driver at gunpoint, ordering everybody out of the car, then drove away. Cops were then able to remotely shut the car off with the GPS system, finding the boy, who then ran off. Police pursued the suspect with the canine, who was shot in the process. The teen is facing a host of charges, including killing the police dog. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
In Delaware, jury selection is complete in the trial for four prisoners who are charged with murder and kidnapping and other crimes following a fatal police riot in February of last year. One guard was killed. Three other staffers were held hostage. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, six area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
Elon.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we do have some showers possible after 1 p.m. Otherwise, highs around 45 degrees today. Then tonight, 20% chance we'll see some showers before 1 a.m. Patchy frost overnight with lows around 36 degrees. For your Saturday, some patchy frost in the morning, but mostly sunny skies expected, highs near 55. Sunday showers are likely, highs near 57 degrees. Right now, it is 36 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, October 12th edition of Byers & Company. We are live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital this hour. Our education spotlight, plus Dr. Daniel Rubin, the medical director of radiology, will be joining us now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here for Real Men Wear Pink, which is going on, well, most of the month of September, all of the month of October. Do we know who the Real Men Wear Pink game is tonight?
No, you're not who it is, actually. I honestly don't know that.
Check that out and see if you can find out. Each high school in the area hosts their own Real Men Wear Pink night. Some of them have more than one on a Friday night because it's like 16 schools or something like that that participates in this. And the kids all wear whatever pink the IHSA allows. You think the NFL's the no-fun league. Just try dealing with the Illinois High School Association of whatever that is. And then they raise money. And a lot of these kids have really embraced it because they've had coaches' wives or their own moms, you know, people who have been impacted by breast cancer. And so they've been doing it here in Macon County for a lot longer than the NFL. I mean, I remember when we were doing it. I remember when the NFL started doing it. I'm like, oh, that's a novel idea. Who'd they steal that from?
Exactly right. Yes. MacArthur tonight. MacArthur has the Romero Pink game tonight.
Okay. Well, Ashley probably could have told us that if we'd asked
her.
Well, good morning and welcome. Part of our Friday, each and every Friday, is focusing on the great things that are happening in District 61. First of all, I'm going to introduce our guest, and then I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Frigo's speech at the Community Leaders Breakfast, and then we'll talk about our topic of the day, if you don't mind. Ashley Granite is with DPS 61. Andrew Taylor is with the EDC, and the EDC works on, of course, economic development. And it's great to see these relationships building. It's not that DPS hasn't always had relationships, but it seems lately that there's more and more partnerships. And I don't know why that. I mean, is that more people reaching out to you? You guys reaching out to more people? A little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. Trying to
establish and really nurture the relationships and expand on what was already there to create more meaningful opportunities for our students and provide assistance in the community.
Okay. Well, before we get into Manufacturing Day, and that's what we're going to talk about, I know that Dr. Frigo's speech stirred up a little bit of action in the community at the Community Leaders Breakfast. And I think, and I don't want to speak for him, but he was sort of laying out the case of, hey, there's a lot of scenarios that we're looking at. And one thing that jumped out was closing a high school. And that wasn't really what he said. I think he's talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've got X number of buildings and you've got X number of students. How do we maximize what we have and eliminate waste and looking at repurposing things? I mean, it's all kind of on the board, right?
Right. I think he definitely was discussing building utilization overall. You know, we have X amount of buildings and X amount of students, and just kind of like, you know, you just said, maximizing our space to really benefit the students, you know, so that our resources aren't spread across the board, but we can really have focused strategies and processes for a better outcome.
Yeah, let's look at schools that have a waiting list,
right,
and go, why do we have a waiting list? Why aren't we replicating or increasing the stuff that people want to be a part mm-hmm. of? And what would a high school look like if one high school was dedicated only to freshmen, you know, and one high school, you know, I think this idea that you got to have everything the same way forever is what gets you in a rut to begin with. So I know that there were folks that were, you know, calling and going, wait, what do you mean here? And it's like, I think everybody needs to chill. Nothing's being done. We're just having conversations.
Right.
So thank you for that. Now, Manufacturing Day. We know, Andrew, that manufacturing has made a resurgence in this country, not only in this country, but certainly here in Central Illinois. For years, you know, we were known as a manufacturing city, and in large part, we still are.
Very much so. One of the major tropes that you hear thrown about in Decatur is that manufacturing has left the region, or we need to bring it back. Manufacturing never left the area. About 21.5% of the people employed in this area are employed in manufacturing. Nationally, it's 8%. We make things here. A lot of things come in. A lot of raw materials come in. Finished products go out. That's what we do around here.
All right. So tell me about this event. How did all of this get put together?
Manufacturing Day is actually a national event that's generally held in the first week of October, but that won't work for us in Decatur because there's another large event that we don't want to split a focus with. So it was decided 3 years ago that we would hold in the third week. It's held nationally. It's already happened for most of the country. What you do is you bring in high school students, around 100, 200, 300, however many take an interest, and you put them in front of the manufacturers. You take them on tours. You put up displays. You do presentations, things like that, hands-on demonstrations. You're trying to show them what's available to them in this industry, because they've been hearing for a good deal of their life that it's not a good avenue to take. And we need these people. We need them to take an interest in this.
Absolutely. So you have like 15 different companies that are participating?
15 at the moment. We also, all the trade labor, the pipe fitters, electricians, they're also putting up booths. They want to get the take these kids take an interest in them as well.
Okay, so now this is going to take place next Thursday, right?
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. And is it too late for a manufacturer to get involved?
Nope.
Okay, so you can still sign up. Now, the one thing I did notice, and this is something that's really inside baseball, but it does matter, for the two-day period, you can just set up and not have to worry about it. You can leave it for both days,
you
right?
You can. I mean, we prefer somebody there. The HR people are manning these tables, but if you just want to put up a display,
well, but my point is, though, you don't have to tear it down and come back out the next day and reset it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. No.
For people who do trade shows, that's important. So it's going to be watched over and locked off. So then the students will get there how?
Busing. We will provide transportation in partnership with the EDC. We're really excited about it. This is the second year for DPS really participating and taking on ownership in this. We're hoping to send around 200 students, ranging from freshmen to senior students. We've really taken on a targeted approach this year. We're looking at that non-college bound students that really need some exposure in manufacturing, in careers and jobs that you may not need a college degree. So our counselors and principals and teachers are working hard to identify those students who would benefit most from this opportunity so that they can come out, they can get tours. Last year, the students at each school were just given one tour. This year, each building will get two tours, an AM tour, a PM tour, and then they will go to Richland where they'll have a career fair and be provided lunch. Right,
so where are these tours taking place?
Different companies.
Eight different companies. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're listed. Mueller ring container.
TCCI.
Okay, go ahead.
TCCI, Macon Resources, Strip Masters, Mueller,
So they're going to actually get a little, I mean, literally visit that, yes, that company, that business, and yes, then they're going to go and you get a luncheon and a job, mm-hmm, kind of a job fair,
right,
feel where people can ask questions. You know, it's amazing to me. We did something similar, for manufacturing, day at Western Illinois University recently. We took all of the, not all the kids, but several of the kids from the Duane Andreas Ag Academy up, to Macomb, mm-hmm, where they were able not only to take a tour of the working farm there as their agribusiness program, but they were also there to talk to all of, they had an early chance to talk to these companies, mm-hmm, that were national companies. You know, they were all there because they have some incredible supply chain management degree at Western, which companies like ADM, you know, locally here support in a big way. And to see the kids' eyes light up when they realize there's a path for them that maybe they didn't know was there,
right?
Right? And I think public education, and please don't take this personally, I just think for a long time it was sort of beat into kids, you have
college
to go get a four-year degree. And I still think there's a lot of kids, you know, where maybe it's not 4 years, it's 6 years, it's 8 years, mm-hmm, but there's also a lot of kids that 2 years through an apprenticeship program,
exactly,
or what you're doing with Caterpillar right now, where these kids are getting paid to learn how to become welders, you know, while they're in high school. You know, there is no shame in telling a kid you can come out of something without any student debt to be making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year in a couple of years.
Exactly.
You know, so do you feel like there's been a tidal shift,
yes,
in public education to say, look, we got to look at all paths?
Yes, I agree. I couldn't agree more, Brian. And I know from the district perspective, high level, that's where a lot of my work is, career readiness. So often it's college and career readiness, but superintendent came in and he's like, let's look at career readiness, because no matter whether you're going to college or you're going straight into the workforce or you're going into a skilled trade, we need to prep our students to be career ready so that they can succeed. And, you know, a lot of students, we've missed a lot of students by focusing on college. And I think now we're giving all students career opportunities to,
right,
succeed and become productive
and I think even at a young age too, right? Because, mm-hmm, we've been talking about space all day. There's kind of a theme running throughout the show. If you tell kids you got to get to Mars to make it, mm-hmm, a lot of kids give up on that because,
right,
they can't see that.
Right.
I mean, they can't.
Absolutely.
Maybe people in their family, mm-hmm, can't see that. You know, but if you tell them you got to get to Pershing Street,
right,
I mean, there,
right,
there is a hope that's, right, a different kind of hope, mm-hmm, right?
Absolutely.
I know that sounds very simplistic,
no,
but I think it's, you know, I think you get 12-year-old kids that give up,
right,
and they say there's no way that I'm going to clear that hurdle.
Absolutely.
Well, and there's so many parents that, I mean, one of the biggest hurdles we've overcome is the attitudes of the parents, because they understand the way manufacturing was 20 years ago, and it's not like that anymore.
Or have no understanding of it at all.
Right.
And they've been told, and also there's a national narrative that is pushed constantly that nothing's made here anymore, that there's no future in this. Well, I can put you in a room with over 15 HR managers that will soundly disagree with that. They're looking for people today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And in this world, we talk about supply chain management and all these manufacturers. Making stuff and moving stuff isn't going anywhere. We can,
right,
argue about where trucks are, you know, 10 years from now, and are they driving themselves. But with Amazon and the digital space that we live in,
mm-hmm,
stuff is always going to,
exactly,
have to be moved.
Exactly.
Moving back and forth. The supply lane logistics are one of the most important things. You can make everything you want. You have to get it to the people who bought it.
Yeah, and that's not going to decrease. That's
only going to increase.
So this is very important. I mean, you've got a lot of companies here. Union Iron, you know, you've got Mervis Industries, you've got Decatur Industrial Electric, Houston Patterson. These are all in their lane of business. Everyone knows what great companies these are. But the general public, I think if you took this list to the Central Park on a beautiful day and asked, you know, I don't think 1 in 10 people could identify half of these companies.
Probably not.
Or what they do, mm-hmm, or the job opportunities that are there.
I've never seen any of these kids come out of these tours wide-eyed. They had no idea that what's being done in their community. They understand manufacturing in a conceptual way.
They do.
And they
get ADM, and they, maybe, mm-hmm, they get Caterpillar, but you go TCCI, you know, and,
right,
and, you know, I quiz, you know, the average adult, to your point about educating parents. When we started the Duane Andreas Ag Academy, we knew we had to educate kids. I was stunned at how much more we had to educate the adults.
Right.
You know, I thought the adults would get it, you know, but so it was, you know, we took a different approach. We had to drive kids demanding answers from adults, which then caused the adults to have to sort of respond. I mean, at least that was the strategy. We talked to, you know, guidance counselors at Johns Hill and other places, like, we don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it because we've got kids coming to us, mm-hmm, wanting to know about this. And sometimes you got to start it at that level, right?
Exactly. And I know a lot of our focus is taking it down to that middle school level, exposing them, getting them excited, giving them a journey, a roadmap for high school, so that the end goal is now graduation. And what do we do beyond graduation? And having classes and different internships and Heartland Tech Academy and Manufacturing Days and Ameren Career Days and the Caterpillar Pathways to support and provide lots of meaningful experiences for our students.
And it's also important to let them know that the more advanced positions in these companies are not impossible. They look at a job title like, say, bioprocess engineer. Like, how could I possibly do that? Well, that person wasn't born a bioprocess engineer. They started out as a kid who likes math and science. And some of these kids like math and science.
Yeah, and they do. And the important thing is, I think whenever you have these conversations, people always want to go one extreme or the other. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about not every kid not going to college. We're not talking about every kid not. I mean,
You have to have both. To have two pathways.
You may become a very advanced scientist in the food industry and just write your ticket and live in Brazil.
And another student may be a mechanic.
Yes.
We'll always need mechanics.
Yeah.
And just because you started out just as an entry-level position, nobody stays in an entry-level position in these companies. If you stick with it, if you stay with it, you can go back to school. You earn a living for several years. Find something you're interested in. Find a path with you. Then go back to college if you want, or just work. Do whatever you want, but there are opportunities.
Well, and I think that's what's so important about the Duane Andrews Ag Academy at MacArthur and Eisenhower, is that there's a lot of people that go through FFA, that go through ag business programs, that don't even end up working in the ag industry,
right,
but they learn those soft skills. They mm-hmm. learn the things that people are looking for as far as employers are concerned. And it may be, you know, we are your own Nicole Bateman, you know, graduated from the ACES school at the University of Illinois. And mm-hmm. she's in economic development, which just happens to be in the agribusiness capital of the world. But all of these possibilities, watching these kids talk to these big companies up there at Macomb was fascinating, because they looked them in the eye and they asked questions. And there was one kid that talked to one of the biggest truck companies in the world and just came away with, like, there was this aha moment in this kid's head mm-hmm. that this is something I can do.
Well, you never know where, I mean, we're talking about opportunities for the kids. You never know where an opportunity is going to take you. But once they have that opportunity, they can look for the next one. They can see the next one. As long as they find that they can do something valuable with their time, with their day, they can look forward to the next thing. But we got to find them the first thing, and that's what this is all about.
Okay, now let's talk about unemployment rates. We don't even really have to focus on that, but there is this disconnect between jobs that are available and unemployment rate. We concentrate on a number. It's great if that number goes down. It's not great if that number goes up. But it's not correcting a problem of getting people job ready.
Not necessarily. The unemployment rate is currently sitting at, I believe, at about 5.5. We've got about 51,000 people employed locally here in Decatur, and about 49 of them employed locally. They live here and they work here, but several thousand people live outside the district. I'm not going to get into all the numbers, but the number of people unemployed sits somewhere around just over 2,000 people. And you can't find every single person. Some people have problems.
You're never going to have zero unemployment.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah.
You cannot have zero unemployment. That creates no liquidity within the labor market, and nobody can hire
yeah.
because there's no people. But we are sitting at a fairly healthy unemployment rate. Some people argue about 3%, some people argue about 5%, but it's nowhere near where it was during the last recession. So we have largely recovered from that. There are still a lot of people that need help, that need work. People like Rocky Wilkerson over at Workforce Investment Solutions, she works every single day to help these people find jobs. That's what we're doing. It's not. If it was easy, everybody would do it, but we're working hard at it.
Yeah, but we have problems here that are everywhere. They're not unique to our yeah. geography. Young people in particular not being able to pass drug tests. It has become, and I blame our politicians. I mean, I don't know how you think that's going to get better by legalizing marijuana. I don't know why you think that's going to help solve anything, just as another revenue stream to fix what you can't fix already. But we've got to address those issues.
Mm-hmm.
We have an opioid problem, like every other community from the East Coast is making its way west. And we're tackling that. Thankfully, we've got resources like the Howard G. Buffett Foundation that's taking that head on. But you still have a group of people out there that are disconnected to the skill set they need to get these jobs that are available. Mm-hmm.
Soft skills are incredibly important. And much of the grant that was given to Richland Community College, much of that has been going to soft skill training, helping them understand that there's a certain integral nature of work that you cannot just – there has to be – you have to embrace it yourself. You can't be taught it. You can be instructed in it, but you have to embrace it. And that's why they brought on Courtney Carlson to help instruct these people in understanding that there's an ethic to work, that you have to be able to show up. You have to be able to show up with a good attitude and do your job.
And you have to be able to interview, and you have to be able to mm-hmm. look people in the eye. And there's a lot of those skills that were maybe lost or for some reason not deemed as important, and that's like where the FFA program comes in, mm-hmm. because you're going to learn those kids, and every time I see those blue corduroy jackets, it just cracks me up, because and everyone you talk to that was ever in FFA, they still have their jacket. Paul Osborne still has his jacket from the FFA. Nicole wore hers to Omaha when we went out there to see the school that we looked at. So I'm excited about that. I think that people are working together. It's good to see District 61 partnering with the Economic Development Corporation. I know you're going to be out at Richland Community College, where they're going to host the the fair itself, that you're going to get these kids, you know, inside these companies. I had a meeting last night over in Mattoon with the heads of the ag departments at Illinois State University, Southern Illinois University, the University of Illinois, and Western Illinois University about getting those kids and their staff into District 61 and getting District 61 on the campuses to see these programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids, a college campus is a foreign thing to them.
Exactly. Exactly. And the sooner we expose them, the better. It gets them excited. It creates a tool map, a roadmap for them, as I said previously, and it gives them something to look forward to. When we talk about GPA and graduation rate and truancy, all of those things can be reduced or increased based on students finding their niche, finding their journey through high school.
Well, the AM tours, I finally got what Andrew was pointing out. Mueller, Ring Containers, MRI, TCCI, they're going to do Strip Master and DIE and Union Iron this afternoon. It's be great. I know Matt did some videos a couple years ago for Manufacturing Day.
Oh, yeah.
And got a chance to go in. I mean, you hadn't been in those places.
No, not at all. I had no idea what Volstalpine Nortrek was. I had no idea what Union Iron did. I had no idea what any of these places did. You walk in, first you're dumbfounded, like, wow, this is all happening.
Wow, and this is the foundry.
this is how all this works. And then you take tours and you video all these things here, and you see what everybody does, and you see where you can have this job here, here. It all falls under the same thing, and you can make a really good living doing any one of those jobs. Mm-hmm. It's incredible to see, and your eyes are open with what all is here in Decatur. It's incredible.
Well, there's more and more of it, and we need everybody pulling in the same direction to make this a success, and not just District 61, but all of our schools. You guys seem to be the face of things because you have the largest school district, but a lot of the things that you fight, everybody else is fighting. I mean, the people that say, oh, Decatur, it drives me crazy when you're talking about things that are national trends. I mean, it's not like it's something in the water here. I mean, you have stuff that the economic development corporations or public school districts are facing all over this country.
Yeah, it's not just something that is happening within our borders.
I just love like when a Toys R Us closes and everybody goes, oh, Decatur. It's like they close 65 of them.
It's a national brand.
Yeah, so this is important. I applaud you guys for the hard work because it is extra work. You know, you guys could just show up and you could just do what you do to recruit companies or retain jobs. You guys could just show up and have the kids in a classroom. But today, in 2018, it takes more than that.
This is the number one issue. When we look at a company that may want to relocate here, the first thing they ask us is, where are the workers? Show us your workforce. And if we can't satisfy their need, they're not going to come here. So that's why we expend so much effort on these initiatives.
Ashley and Andrew, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for the information. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got some showers possible this afternoon, highs around 45 degrees. Tonight, 20% chance we'll still see those showers, lows around 36 degrees. Then for Saturday, starting off with some patchy frost, then turning mostly sunny, highs near 55. Sunday, showers likely mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 57 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 39 degrees.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Everybody plays.
Play It Again Sports knows play. We sell and buy new and quality used sports and fitness equipment for less, and we pay on the spot so everybody can play.
Visit your locally owned Play It Again Sports, located in Brentwood Village, in Decatur, or online at playitagainsports.com.
Play It Again Sports, the official sponsor of all those who play.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Cool story with the Manufacturing Day, and that's taking place next Thursday and Friday. Kudos to all those companies that are participating. It looks like 15 different manufacturing companies will be there, and several of them they're being toured. I mentioned the opioid thing. I learned something yesterday. We had our opioid task force luncheon that we have monthly, and there was some reports back from the Treatment and Recovery Committee, which if you look at non-fatal opioid overdoses, and if you look at the population and you look at how many there were non-fatal overdoses in 2013, there were 58. There were 124 last year in 2017, if you look at the increase in the numbers.
Right.
And people wouldn't realize, like, an emergency room here on a Friday or Saturday night, there are people being brought in dead.
Yes.
And an hour later, they were going back out because of Narcan and, mm-hmm. and all of this. And I just don't think people understand the seriousness of it.
At all.
And it is amazing when you look at these numbers. I mean, you could put this in Ohio or, I mean, it's
yeah.
not, somebody will ever, when we do a story about this, we'll go, oh, Decatur's got a drug problem. This country has a drug problem.
Yes.
If you just smirk at it like that, like it's some sort of a logistical, geographical mm-hmm. thing, you're missing the entire point because it's 67-year-old grandmothers, it's rural, it's inner city, it is a problem, and there's a lot of people that are working very hard to solve it on the other end. That's the good news.
Yes.
But it is, and I was kind of surprised at those numbers. Then you can look at it by zip codes and everything else. It's
sure.
a pretty amazing data. We're going to take a break for the news. When we get back here, we'll check in with Jamie Bruner, live from HSHS, St. Mary's Hospital.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Michael's moved offshore now. At least 11 people have died in that storm from Florida to Virginia. Search and rescue teams are looking for bodies or anybody trapped. Robin Retzkoff in Mexico Beach, Florida, is one of the many people who need somewhere to live now.
You get stunned when you see so much. The house is not livable, so I don't know.
Yeah, at least 1.2 million homes and businesses still don't have power. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Washington, D.C.'s Archbishop.
Cardinal Donald Worrell was under increasing pressure to step down over his handling of sex abuse cases when Bishop of Pittsburgh. In a statement, Cardinal Worrell expressed gratitude to Pope Francis and said, "Once again, for my past errors and judgment, I apologize and ask for pardon. My resignation is one way to express my great and abiding love for you, the people of the Church of Washington."
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C. This is Fox News.
Home ownership isn't just the American dream. It's one of the hallmarks of a growing, stable community. I'm Peggy Myers of Hickory Point Bank, and our mortgage lending services are just one example of our investment in Central Illinois. Whether you're an experienced home buyer or a first timer, whether you're upsizing or downsizing, we understand that every home is the home of your dreams, and we have the experience and expertise to help make it yours. Hickory Point Bank, invested, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Showers possible this afternoon, otherwise highs around 45 degrees today. Then tonight, 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., a little bit patchy frost overnight, gradually becoming partly cloudy and lows around 36. For your Saturday, starting off a little frosty, then turning mostly sunny and highs around 55. Sunday, showers are likely, cloudy skies, highs near 57. It is 39 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Right now, it is time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The market sell-off continued on Thursday, and the Dow was down 545 points to 25,052. Investors continue to worry about trade and tariff uncertainties, potential slowing global economic growth, and higher U.S. Treasury yields, and the expectation for another rate hike this December, and more as we move through 2019. In economic news, the September Consumer Price Index rose 0.2% and was up 2.3%. 5% year over year. Core prices, which remove the volatile food and energy components, increased 2.2% versus last year, not too far above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.65%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.64%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.46%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 5/32nds, yielding 3.17%. Gold futures were down $1.90 at $1,225.70. Crude oil futures were up 62 cents at $71.58 a barrel. The Dow is starting this last trading day of the week at 25,399, a positive 351 points. ADM at 48.76, Ameren 63.67, Caterpillar 143.45, Norfolk Southern 171.34, PPG 97.27, Tate & Lyle 34.20, and Mueller Water 10.88. And Greek American author Arianna Huffington once said, "I do not try to dance better than anyone else. I only try to dance better than myself." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Or actually, Monday morning, I should say. It doesn't seem like a Friday to me. It's been a weird week.
It has been a weird week. I thought yesterday was Sunday for some odd reason. So I thought, man, okay. Tomorrow's going to be Monday.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
here.
So yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree.
All right. I was looking, touching briefly again, Lindsay, we were talking about this last night, Matt, just a little bit ago about the opioid problem in this country. And the reason it flies under so many people's radar is that the number of fatal overdoses has remained consistent from 2013 to 2017. Mm-hmm. The amount of overdoses has spiked in a huge way. The same amount of people are dying, but 10 times as many are overdosing. And Lindsay, is that why you think maybe it doesn't get the news because Narcan is saving so many lives?
Yeah, with the invent of Narcan, that is saving a lot of lives. But unfortunately, it's becoming, we're finding not a lot of follow-up with that. So they're administering Narcan.
Look at the spike in the number of overdoses. Mm-hmm. This is just 62521, 62526, you know, by zip code.
Right. Yeah.
But the same amount of people are dying. So when you look at the end of the year about drug overdoses or deaths, those numbers don't reflect how many overdoses there are.
It looks like
it's the same as in 2013 when it's clearly not. And it's just a fascinating look at this. And, you know, but knowing where it is and, you know, by zip code, I mean, means that there's hope about communicating directly, you know, with the ability to geofence and do all the things that we can do that you can get to where the problem is as far as an educational campaign is concerned about the dangers that are out there. Because people that are buying fentanyl or heroin on the street don't understand that they might be buying something that's 500 times stronger than morphine.
Right.
And that's how you end up with these overdoses.
Right. It was interesting. I worked at Heritage for some time, and I talked to a heroin addict, and they were told, whatever you're doing that drug, this would be the last time you ever do it. Now, and that's just with that drug. Now, because these things, you never even know what's going to be inside of any of these drugs. It's just, it's so scary. So scary to hear those things.
The difference now is also you have, you know, 67-year-old grandmothers with no criminal record.
Exactly right.
Or a guy who gets reconstructive knee surgery and ends up an addict because of his DNA and his genetic makeup and hereditary things like that. It's a big problem that this country has, and hopefully we're doing more than most as far as tackling it head on, and certainly with the announcement of the new campus there on the Home of Crossing Healthcare, courtesy of the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, that $30 million project is hopefully going to help scores of people over the next 20, 30 years. All right, the Charlie 10. This weekend, we'll be at Whiskers and Tails on Saturday night at the Country Club. Now, Lindsay's going to be the auctioneer, the co-auctioneer. Mm. And I was looking at some of the stuff that's up. By the way, Lindsay, did you get those pictures, or did Shirley just send those to me?
She must have just sent them to you.
Okay. We were looking at the Air Jordan thing, and the other thing that I saw was this autographed, the Beatles thing is really cool. But this basketball legends, I mean, if you're a sports collectible kind of person, that's an autographed picture of Michael Jordan, an autographed picture of Larry Bird, and an autographed picture of Magic Johnson.
Depending on your age, that is basketball for you.
That's your Mount Rushmore.
That is it right there.
But I don't really think that even depends on your age. I mean, isn't that sort of Mount Rushmore, even with LeBron, even with,
yes.
Kobe?
Yes, I agree. with that, even with the older.
You're not going to get any better than Bird, Johnson, and Jordan.
Nope. No, you're not.
Yeah. And then there's the actual Air Jordan shoe signed by Michael Jordan. And it's got that great photograph of the All-Star dunk when he took off from the free throw line. That great sort of tomahawk kind of look of him coming in on that. That's a beautiful piece.
That is. That is. I would love to have either one of those.
Yep. So there you have it. Just some of the auction items that will be available, raising money for the Animal Shelter Foundation at Whiskers and Tails. I was looking at the Westminster Dog Show. Now, this wouldn't be something I would necessarily like because I watch when that thing's on and I turn it on, it's like Australian rules football. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know there's dogs and there's people and they're running around and they're doing stuff. I have no idea how points are scored. The only thing they don't have is a little guy in a raincoat, you know, in the whatever the end zone is. Don't you feel that way when you watch the Westminster Dog Show?
Yes, and then I watch Best in Show, and now I just laugh every time I turn it on because I just think
I've never seen Best in Show. Everybody tells me, and I love those Christopher. Those are great movies. Mm-hmm. There's also, hey, the space theme just keeps coming. Yes. Kennedy Space Center. You're going to get lunch with an actual astronaut.
That itself is really cool.
Three nights, Cocoa Beach, Oceanfront Hotel, two-day ticket at the Space Center and the Cosmic Center, and lunch with an astronaut.
May I ask you real quick, you sit down to lunch with an astronaut, what's the first thing you're asking that person? Him or her?
Okay, that depends. Like a modern-day astronaut?
Yeah, you've seen these movies. You kind of have an idea of kind of where things we think are at as far as factual basis. Now, what are you asking that person?
Oh, I'd like to know about their training. Yeah. You know, I'd like to know what that regimen looks like in 2018 with the technology.
Sure.
I'd like to know about what they think is really possible in our lifetime. You know, will we go to Mars? Will we go,
sure.
You know, because we had this kind of stalling out of the space program. People don't realize the technology that is in our life now is largely based on what they did starting back in the late 50s into the 60s and 70s with NASA. Teflon. I mean, all of these inventions came out of the space program.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what it would cost you to buy? Forget a phone. Go back 20 years. A Texas Instruments calculator, right?
Yeah.
Like what was in that calculator 20 years ago? That would have cost you $1 million in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All of that came out of the race to put people in space.
Right.
There was politics involved with Russia and other, all of that conversation, that drive, that quest that we have as human beings to sort of go out and explore, I worry that's dying off in our species, you know, that we don't have that same, or if someone dies, we just go, that's it, we're done.
Right.
Part of that whole thing with the Sean Penn show is, you know, the first, and I don't want to give anything up, but it's in episode one right at the beginning, the first ship blows up. I mean, you know, and now how do we save this program? How do you keep going on? Right. Somebody impassioned, please, about how the astronauts understand that. You know,
right.
Maybe their families don't, or their wives don't, or their parents don't, but the astronauts do.
Right.
You know, that it's worth dying for.
Yeah.
And that's hard to explain to an average person.
So yes,
that's the conversation I'd have with an astronaut.
Nice. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, but the Challenger blew up. You know,
yeah.
If you look at, that's one of those moments you remember where you were.
Yep.
You know, what that was like.
Yeah.
I still remember Reagan's speech that night.
I was 6 or 5. I remember being at home when it happened. I remember watching Dan Rather talk about it.
He talked about reach for the skies and touching the face of God. Those were Peggy Noonan's words, and it was really a beautiful speech. But that's what I would want to know. Just, I mean, because I think they're hardwired. I mean, they're like the John Glenns. They're like the Sam Shepard character, you know, Chuck Yeager, the test pilot. You know, early on, those guys, they're kind of cowboys. They were, you know, and today it's much more sophisticated, and now they're scientists and teachers and, you know, a lot of different areas. But man, yeah, all that history and then all the future.
Mm-hmm.
What's possible?
Yeah.
There you go. You do it yourself. You could buy the auction item
on
Saturday night. We get back on the other side of the break. We're going to welcome our next guest, Dr. Daniel Rubin, will join us live here from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Don't go anywhere.
This football season, support your favorite team your own way with custom-printed spirit wear from Play It Again Sports. Come in and design your spirit wear today. And Play It Again Sports has everything you need to outfit your entire football team. Cleats, balls, pants, gloves, and even practice jerseys. As always, Play It Again Sports buys and sells pre-owned gear. Everybody plays at Play It Again Sports in the Brentwood Village Shopping Center in Decatur. Proud to be Decatur's only locally owned sporting goods store celebrating 25 years. Play It Again Sports.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Good morning and welcome. It's Real Men Wear Pink throughout the entire month of October. High school game tonight is MacArthur High School, you said?
MacArthur hosted tonight.
All right, so they're doing that. I think 16 area high schools all together. It starts actually in September. There's so many participating schools. But obviously the message is for the sons and brothers and husbands to get the word out for women to take care of themselves. We know often in a family, women take care of their health last. They're worried about the kids. They're worried about the husband. They don't worry about themselves. And so much more powerful when your 15-year-old son says, Mom, get a mammogram, than anybody else. So that's what the whole Real Men Wear Pink campaign is about. It is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Dan Rubine to the program. He's the medical director of radiology here with HSHS St. Mary's. 3D mammography. I want you to explain this. Like, remember the line in the movie where you know, the lawyer says, "Explain this to me like I'm a fourth grader."
Yep.
You know, I always feel like I want to break these medical discussions down like you're explaining this to somebody for the very first time. What is 3D mammography?
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that. 3D mammography basically is the newest technology available for us to detect breast cancer early. And from a woman's perspective, it really doesn't change much in terms of what she can expect when the mammogram is done. It's more on the way that the images are acquired. So it's really up to us to do the technical part, and the woman really just has to do what you so eloquently put, and that is take care of themselves.
Yeah, well, it is, and moms do that last. I mean, they just on the priority list. Now, the important part about this technology is that you're literally detecting 40% more than you were with the old technology.
That's absolutely right. The sisters have recognized the need and made a great investment here to have a 3D mammography at both of our locations, and it allows us to not only to detect more cancers, but we detect cancers earlier. And with breast cancer, it's amazing the advances my colleagues have made in terms of treatment. It's not unreasonable to have hope. I mean, it's quite the opposite. When the diagnosis is made, it's a real possibility that positive outcomes can occur.
Okay, so give me sort of the science behind the 3D. I'm assuming it's like you're peeling back layers from the onion. You know, instead of a flat image, you know, you're able to sort of through all of the tissue, you're able to see more.
That's actually a good analogy. Basically, what 2D mammography does is give us a picture just of height and width, so to speak. When we do the 3D mammography, the machine is actually taking pictures as layers through the breast. And so what that does, one of the things we talk about is a very important advantage of 3D mammography is a decrease in the recall rate. Well, what does the recall rate mean? Women know what it means. It means that if you have a screening mammogram and we see something we're not quite sure about, we have to have you come back. And that creates a lot of anxiety. It's another trip to the hospital. It's more expense. With 3D mammography, very high likelihood of increasing the possibility of making that go away. And the reason is that things that overlap on a 2D mammogram can be shown with the 3D mammogram to be just overlapping normal tissue.
So you're not getting this sort of false positive thing.
Exactly.
You're right. I mean, you know, I know Lindsay's, you know, that. And then, you know, you worry for 2 weeks, you know, because it's, oh, I'm sure it's going to be bad news because as human beings, you know, that's
right,
sort
right.
of what we do. I think it was important. I was reading your bio and some of the information about what you guys do and how you're investing in women. But I thought it was interesting that you talk about letting the woman know, you know, if there is a diagnosis and letting them know, number one, she's not alone. I mean, these are the kind of conversations. It's easy to say, get a mammogram. But man, it's got to be tough, you know, telling someone that and then that those next steps. I mean, that there is a process.
It is tough and there is a process. And I have to say that through my years of practice, I've been amazed at the strength with which women accept that kind of news. It's never easy, but we do. We're fortunate here at HSHS that we do have a team that starts with the people who make the scheduling and goes all the way through the people who treat and eventually hopefully tell the woman 5 years later that she's cured. And it is an important thing for women to know that they're not alone. There's a great deal of support, and we reach out as much as we can, meaning our team here from not just the radiology department, but oncology and surgery and all the other people who are involved in making this as successful as it can be, even though it's a difficult time.
And as comfortable as it can be. Now, clearly, early detection is the name of the game, and that's what this whole 3D mammography is all about. What are the age guidelines, family history? You know, that stuff kind of moves and shifts, you know, throughout the years. But what are the recommendations today?
You're right on point with that. There was some bad information that came out in 2009. I'm not going to go through it because I don't want to create confusion. The bottom line is, the answer to your question is, age 40 every year, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what. Family history does increase a woman's chances.
Lori Kearns was with us earlier, 34 years old when she was diagnosed.
Well, you know what? It does occur earlier, and anyone who tells someone they're too young for a mammogram is giving them bad advice.
Yeah.
So if a woman's mother, for instance, was diagnosed at 44, she should have a mammogram at 34. It's called a 10-year rule. So we look at that. There are special circumstances. And when a woman has a positive family history of cancer, it does increase their risk, obviously. But I like to tell people, you know, every woman has, unfortunately, a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with cancer at some time in their life, breast cancer. But it also means that 7 out of 8 women will not be diagnosed with
right.
cancer. So the important thing is to come in early, not be concerned about making the diagnosis necessarily. Obviously, it's a terrible thing, but to try to find it early, because stage 0, stage 1 cancer, breast cancer, can have up to a 95% cure rate. So it's
Which is amazing if you look back 25, 30 years to today. Where does the technology go? We were just having this conversation about, you know, space and astronauts. And, you know, we've evolved a ton as human beings, but I would say in the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, our technology explosion is probably comparative to 150 years of growth. I'm assuming it's like that in the medical field. How do you stay on top of all of
it? It is exactly like that in the medical field. And the way you stay on top is you have hospital sisters who will get you the new equipment and get you the new software and the new hardware when you say that it's going to help patient care. Interestingly, there was an article in the one of the journals that radiologists look at. It doesn't matter. It's the American College Journal, and there was an article about artificial intelligence. So, yes, where is it going? That's one of the things that they were looking at. They actually had mammograms interpreted with what they call a deep algorithm, stuff I don't understand. But anyway, the point is that they had the machine look at it after the radiologist and see, was there any positive effect? And it looks like there might be down the road. It may be 10, 15 years from now, but it may be sort of like an extra computer-aided diagnosis. It won't ever interpret the mammogram, but it might at least say, hey, look at this. Did you notice this? Because we already have that now. It's called computer-aided detection. So after I read the mammogram, I can hit a button, and the computer will show me things that, like put an arrow on something, and I'll just say, okay, I saw that. It's nothing. Or sometimes it'll say, oh, yeah, well, okay, maybe we need to do something about that.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for spending the time with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thank
you
for the good work
here.
You do. We're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. And if you missed any of our interviews today, we did talk to Lori Kearns a little bit earlier. You can check out the podcast. They're presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. And we thank Dr. Dan Rubine, the Medical Director of Radiology. One last break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, showers mainly after 1 p.m., highs around 45 degrees. Then for tonight, 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., patchy frost overnight with lows around 36 degrees. For your Saturday, some patchy frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny and highs near 55. Sunday, showers likely mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy and highs near 57 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 39 degrees.
The Charlie 10 rolls on, brought to you by the Bob Brady Auto Group, home of the Charlie Deal. Don't miss the fun or the savings now at Bob Brady Honda, located in the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Check out a new Honda Accord. A 2018 Accord with 36-month closed-end lease is just $249 a month. $2399 due at lease signing. See store for details. The Bob Brady Auto Group, just off I-72 at exits 141 and 144. At the Bob Brady Auto Group, we're dealing.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Mom!
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time for high school sports. If you need to get outfitted with the best gear, come to Played Against Sports in Decatur. Located in Brentwood Village, Played Against Sports has served the Decatur area for over 25 years. Whether you're playing football, volleyball, golf, or soccer, Played Against Sports has what you need to have your best season. Looking to sell some used sports equipment? Played Against Sports will buy it. Visit PlayedAgainSportsDecaturIL.com to learn more. Played Against Sports. Everybody plays.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
MLS.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, and very excited about being here and celebrating Real Men Wear Pink. Excited about our Charlie 10 continuing this weekend with folks at Bob Brady Auto Mall and Limitless Decatur. We'll be at the event for the Benton County Shelter, Animal Shelter, Whiskers and Tails on Saturday night. Then there's only two events left. We've got our Newhoff Media Boo at the Zoo night, which is coming up. I think they're back-to-back nights, if I'm not mistaken. We got Thursday, the 25th.
Yep.
We've got our Diamonds and Desserts. And then Friday, the 26th, we're at Boo at the Zoo.
Yep.
Is that right?
That is right.
Wow. Where did the time go?
I know.
I woke up this morning, it was 34 degrees outside. That's crazy.
I know, it is crazy. It is crazy. And it's...
Well, I would, it's a pretty amazing, I wanted to wrap it up with space since we've been talking about space all day, and we talked about the dangers. You know, fatalities are actually relatively rare. We had this scare yesterday with this Russian and American, astronaut, you know, going through a very frightening thing, and they mm-hmm. came out and looks like they're unharmed. They're really, in 1967, the three-man crew of the Apollo 1, that was the command module that caught fire on the launch pad that you could, I know you know that imagery in
right.
your head. But that was, literally, command pilot Virgil Gus Grissom, senior pilot Ed White, and pilot Roger B. Chaffee. And then in 1967, there was a cosmonaut killed, when the Soyuz 1, the parachute or something didn't work and was tending to slow down, so it became tangled on reentry. That cosmonaut was killed. And then you jump forward to 1971, there were three men, aboard, the Soyuz 11 and suffered as a result of an air leak. They died and they were found. Their bodies were found. And then you jump forward to 86 is when the Challenger and the seven astronauts aboard the Challenger, broke apart after liftoff, because of faulty seals on the booster rockets. And then in 2003, and I don't know why the Challenger seems to still resonate so much more to me than Columbia, because that happened, you know, not all that
right.
long ago when it broke up, upon reentry into the Earth's atmosphere, and killed all seven astronauts, on board to that. So you think about, you know, all of these years of manned spaceflight, relatively few fatalities over the years
sure.
in the grand overall total scheme of things with as many launches that there has been. But still, when you think about those original guys, you know, you go back to the Gemini and Mercury days and to the original Apollo missions, the danger that was involved. I mean, it's just hard to believe what they went up into space in.
I know. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Was this a Pinto they went up in? I mean,
yeah.
what they had to go through and all those things. Yeah, it's.
And it was also, they couldn't get the door hatch to open, in this television series, The First, the original explosion is caused by a screw, one screw being left, and then it punctured, you know, because of the subsonic speed. You look at the tile that was responsible,
yeah.
a tile on the Columbia space shuttle. When you think about these very small things, you think about it in a vehicle, you know, if your left tire is a little low, you don't end up dying. I mean, you know, right. What has to go right and what can't go wrong? It's an amazing thing.
It's really scary to realize that you could have overlooked one screw loose or one thing there.
And yeah. It can... Lindsay, do you think kids still want to be astronauts when they grow up?
You know, I think I am hoping that changes because I just don't hear that anymore. And there used to be this sense
of exploration.
It used
to be like that.
Yeah.
I know. It used to be that was like one of the top things when
fireman,
you asked a kid.
Yep. Astronaut. Yeah. It is. Yeah. We just don't see that as much. And I'm hoping that changes, you know, that we really kind of go back into space exploration personally.
Yeah.
I'd be an astronaut today if I could.
Would you?
Yeah.
I think people, The First Man is the Neil Armstrong movie with Ryan Gosling. And people, like the right-wing crazies are getting all worked up because it doesn't show him planting the U.S. flag. And they think it's some big narrative about, you know, American exceptionalism. Just go see the movie. If it's good, like it. If it's not, don't. Right?
Yes.
Why do we have to politicize every single thing?
Right. Or if you have a man card or not. Should